And joining us once again is our 36th District State Senator, Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, sir, and you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Busy time of year for you right now. I know the main issue has been the budget so far, but there's many other things that have been going on. Give us a rundown of what's happening in Lansing, Jim.
So we definitely are still full force on the budget. Last week, the Senate full appropriations voted out the budget to the body of the Senate, so hopefully next week we will be sending our recommendations to the Michigan House. But in that budget, we've included a $270 per pupil foundation allowance or foundational increase, an increase to the foundation allowance for most schools if you're still receiving the 2X factor. So we maintain that. In addition to that, we added another $132 million, getting us to the $1.2 million a full year ahead of time with ongoing funding for roads and continued discussions on how we continue to increase road funding in a positive manner and without creating too much inflation, both in wages and in material, so that we're getting more roads done. And then on top of that, we also took up last week and sent to the governor, actually, a new bill for this year only that would give up to four forgiveness days on the snow days. So each day, I believe, has to be sought individually by the schools because a lot of schools are in different situations. So it gave flexibility to the locals on how many days they actually really need to do it. But if the governor had declared a state of emergency, then those days you're able to ask for forgiveness on those days. In addition to up to the 9 days currently. And so we had a lot of snow days this year throughout a lot of parts of the district, and so hopefully that does help with that. On top of that, then the Senate last week took up the auto no-fault, auto insurance reform, and sent packages to the House. What it would do is actually it would end up closing down the MCCA over a long period of time. Anybody currently in the Michigan catastrophic claim still would be receiving the same benefits they receive today, just would not be taking new ones. I think you need three different options for drivers to choose how much insurance they wanted to pay. So your rate would vary based on that, along with other factors. But to me, one of the largest parts of the Senate package is because we are basically ending the Michigan catastrophic claims portion of it. Currently, we pay $220 for every vehicle before we buy a dollar of insurance. And with the way the Senate has put its proposal forward, you could see as much as $180 off that right up front, right at the beginning of it. So for every vehicle you had, you see as much as $180 savings.
Wow.
Before you even talk about the insurance and changing your policy. And so I thought that was extremely significant to our families. It does provide the opportunity to buy insurance through the PIP, but it does now give individual drivers the ability to make choices. So the House actually just last night at 2 a.m. passed another package. I've not had a chance yet. It is different. I believe it actually mandates some rate changes, but it does not end the catastrophic claim. So I don't believe that we would see the dramatic reduction in the MCCA cost as quickly as what you would see with the Senate package. So we have some differences that we definitely need to continue to work out, but it's nice that we are moving forward. I know the House has been taking testimony on auto no-fault for 2 or 3 months, and so there's been a lot of committee work on that. But the bill itself actually was not in the committee. The bill itself went straight to the floor. But the committee that made the recommendation had been taking testimony on auto no-fault for some time.
Okay.
And so I give them a shout out for that as well.
And then you've been out in the district.
I did. I was out almost been a week and a half already. It goes so quickly, but was able to stop off in Oscoda and over in Mankato. In Oscoda, I met with some local officials along with MISHTA and Michigan Land Bank officials, trying to find ways and work with everybody, trying to get some new housing development started. And so I think it was an extremely productive conversation, and I want to give a shout out to all the local officials for taking time to be there, and thanks to all the state workers that took time to come up to Oscoda to have that conversation. I appreciate that very, very much.
Well, Jim, if they don't catch you when you're out traveling the area, how do they get a hold of you, my friend?
So, as always, the best way is to give our help. Call at the toll-free number, 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or www.senatorjimstomas.com.
Sounds good, my friend. A happy Mother's Day to your wife. I'm sure she'll be celebrating big time on Sunday.
Thank you. And a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there for all that they do. Thanks.